Update for honorable members, maybe you can tell me tonight, because that's what we think that it's the easy one, because it's easy lunch. And what are the, there's load shedding, because from the morning about there are a few turn off and on, so the printing of the document was slightly delayed. So we're just waiting for copies that are being printed from the department. Yeah, we haven't started yet. So if ever there's still something to maintain, we are hoping. Still we could have some water and stuff. Yeah, water and stuff at the corner there. So we'll just wait for a few minutes, I'm sure, when we get the coffee that we'll start. Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Immediately stop. So the committee might be running around on
making sure there's proper grammar. But the reality is that on our side, we think the meaning of what we have captured here and the reporting of issues that we actually have got has been captured in a way that we can be able to follow through and trace. Can we then actually proceed, Secretary, would you want to take us through in the sense of just making sure that we have that process worked through? Thank you.
Chair, the committee met yesterday and we requested that members submit their concluding remarks and recommendations for consideration. Now, all parties made submissions and other parties agreed to the submissions that were made by on behalf of the other parties. The only submission that the committee, I think the Freedom Front Plus made a submission with regard to the shooting industry, and the committee, just to brief Mr. Mulder, was of the view that that same recommendation was made in the budget vote report, and the minister needs to respond to that recommendation. So it's already made, exactly the same, was made in the budget vote report, hence the committee didn't feel the need to include it in the submissions. What the members have in front of them is the inclusion of all the recommendations and conclusions submitted by all parties. And the purpose of today's meeting is to look at that and move the formal adoption of the report. There was consensus on most of the issues yesterday, but it doesn't stop any member to reflect or comment or propose any amendments to the report before us.
I'm sorry, Chair. I'm just noting something on the agenda, the draft agenda. It says from the 16th of October, but I'm not sure that's got any bearing to anything. But the date is all wrong, the thing is all wrong. I don't know if that affects anything. I just needed to highlight that.
I think before the wrong agenda item to DCI, it should have been the 17th agenda, not the 16th. And that's where the error probably popped in. And the correct one is G26 and all the, but we probably forward the wrong agenda for them to print.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's just the same thing.
Sorry, can I just ask if the attendance register is the correct
date? Yeah, correct. Thank you, Yako. It sounded like yesterday still. So which means we haven't actually departed from where we are. So I think that amendment will actually reflect on the 17th of October, which is not 16th. And in terms of maybe our agenda for today's part is actually linked to what we have before us. So maybe then, as you have actually just referenced, it will be more on the concluding part, more than the body of the report, because that's where we had contribution by parties, and maybe we can actually just run through that as a point so that we can be able to see if there are areas that we may need to correct or add. Can we then ask the to proceed and we'll just take maybe by through each point on conclusion.
Chair, we captured the conclusions as agreed to. It's for members to see if they are happy with what was captured, and any member feels that they, he or she wants to move another conclusion or recommendation, it will be open to that. But the matter is now before the committee, the members need to say that 10.2, I'm not agreeing, they need to change, or we are in agreement and move adoption of the report.
We will then look at page 67 of your report, honourable members. Let's actually maybe look at the conclusions. The 10.1 is the first one. If ever there's any comments or issue around that one, if members are okay, we'll move to the next one, 10.2. To check if ever there's anything, but I think speaking to 10.2, there's been a media release which actually speaks to one of our entities. It still has to come before us. The CEO of the National Empowerment Fund was the CEO of the DKT, so it's about 10 years service. And I think the body, which is the Association of Black Securities and Investment Professionals, actually I was at here on the 11th of this month. The media release was on the 14th. So I think that's one thing we may need to note. And I thought that media release is quite important because on that item, the issue of women participation or involvement in this space, on that item 10.2. So I'm just saying on the side, it's not an amendment or addition, but I thought it's a point to highlight. It's the first female CEO out of previous decades, CEO, which about three or four. She's the fifth one, that's the first female CEO to actually achieve that target. So I think 10.2, unless there's any comment, we can move to the next one.
Yeah, I think this is, that is, your announcement is quite groundbreaking, and although it's not on our agenda, I just want to know whether the prescripts of the portfolio committee allows us, as the portfolio committee, to congratulate Singer as one of our entities, and to say Malibongwe.
So I think we will just make sure that that media release gets circulated to all members. But I think from what you say, it will be important that as a committee, we actually have some message we send through in support. Yakub?
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm glad this is reflected in the report. It was my concern. And I do congratulate the CEO. However, I think it should have happened, we should have had more women at the forefront by now, even though it's a good thing. I also just want to say, I would have liked this report to say target should be at least 50% of women coming from previously disadvantaged demographics. So I would have liked that to be included in the summary. That's just a note. We don't have to put it now, but I think we should push for that. The 50% that is women should come from previously disadvantaged backgrounds.
So I think it's a point to note. We actually may pick up on that. So I think we'll just say that, can we then pick up on 10.3? But 10.2, I think we take those comments for noting. 10.3, if there was any comment from the members. If you're comfortable, we'll then move to the next one to look at 10.4. And then we do that. 10.5. When there are no comments, there's agreement. 10.6. And then 10.7. Okay, 10.8.
Sorry,
it's the 10.9. No, we moved to 10.9. So So Hermans was talking to 10.9?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could be talking about unblocking the challenges. And we said that it shouldn't just be steel, I see you added automotive, but aren't we saying it must be even broader than that? Because those are not the only two sectors in which we are economically active. That relies, unless it is that those are the main energy consumers in the economy, but I think let's open up it up as a category of energy consumers.
Yeah.
I agree with Honorable Hermans. That's exactly my thinking of what we ended up saying, that we would say then in other sectors of the economy in those that are high energy users in those specific municipalities. Because I know it's not just automotive industry, it's not just steel, some are mining other things, but are actually utilizing more electricity in those municipalities. So I remember us saying that we wanted to say the steel industry and other industries that are high energy users in municipalities.
So the main word is high energy users?
Yes.
Okay, good. So maybe can I turn it? We understand a better from the room.
Oh, well, I'm in my cover.
The cover.
Other sectors. Other sectors.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
Okay. All right. So can we then look at that 10.9? 10.10? If there were any issues? 10.10. Okay. 10.11. The general point is that when you have time frames, because most of the things when we reflect on them, we pick up on issues, and the next phase in terms of what we do is programmatizing and working on time. So I think just the last page of the DTI should read the Committee on Progress Made in this regard within the next 6 months. So we're going to do regular periods of. It's just this 1 6 months, just from side of the committee on how we look at that. Is regularity of reporting, or we want just to have it in this next 6 months to know where we are, or there will be regular reporting? Just checking, because those are always complicated issues if you put time frames on what you require. Or we'll just go for this one, we'll use that 6 months. Once you've got that report, then we'll determine our program moving forward. Okay?
Chair, it sounds as if you're making the proposal. You're making the proposal that we remove the time frame and then just say regularly.
Chair, if I may, what we can do is propose we can say the next 6 months. And every 6 months thereafter,
oh, I'm
going to do it. Then it will cover, it will
continue. Because at least the regularity, because you have that first 6 months, and there is actually a cycle that is required. Okay. We'll actually, with that amendment, and then pick up on 10.14. I'm sure majority of members have good sense of NRCS. In the past few days we had a lot of repetition of that NRCS. 10:40, are there any issues? Can we then proceed to 10:15? And then, because you know the corner of those points, which is starting from 14, 15, 16, and 17, because it's 10, 20, are talking about the same entity. But I think one was actually hoping that it does make some sense of what we agree to do or accept as program on how we're going to interact with the entity. When we reject all of them, it should actually then make sense that we have a plan of engaging the entity on different issues over a period of time. So if you're happy with that, that's fine. So we're actually on 16, so that at least we're issue specific. And then I'll ask that we look at 17. If there's none, we will proceed to 18. And then let's look at 19, 10 and 19. And then 20, so it's the majority of the issues of the NRCS. 20, if there were any specific issues, if none, where?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I'm not so sure because I'm trying to find a synergy between these 2 points. 10:14 and 10:20. Because here it says the committee considered a failure of the implementation of the AG recommendation as explained there and asked the NRCS to find a solution. While in the process you are aging for and a solution from the NRCS, then the committee came up with a proposal to say with a turnaround strategy by the end of November. It's coming now with a solution to 10.40 to come up with a turnaround strategy. And while we are still waiting for the turnaround strategy, there's also a committee overview of failing to implement the turnaround strategy. We're looking for a turnaround strategy. We also anticipate failure of the turnaround strategy and come with views in the process. I'm not so sure whether we can correct the grammar so that we are able to talk to one language. If the committee recommends that they come up with the turnaround strategy within the 6 month implementation, then that the committee but the other view of implementing the turnaround, I don't think that we are doing justice to the NCRS. It will be proper for us maybe to can engage them to check the turnaround strategy before you can come up with a view after the failure of the general strategy to be able to implement. That will be my proposal. Thank you very much.
Maybe a suggestion, if you read 20, having read 14, if 20 reads, the NRCS should brief the committee on its turnaround strategy by the end of November 2019, and on progress of the implementation of its turnaround strategy, and you put a full stop there and you delete the rest. I'm sure it will read much easier. Okay. I'm sure members.
And the time frame of 6 months, 12 months.
And then the issue relating to ICT. Because ICT has been mentioned a few times, there's a point before it speaks to ICT. And then the point that, so you say I should actually be able to look at ICT modernization projects every 6 months. So it's a regular reporting.
Actually, I think Chair Bukman is trying to say that we can't make judgment until early year. I think after the financial year has been completed and then that decision, that comes into relation to be given. So it's a purpose to say put it here now, because it was making a prejudgment on the work failure. But after this financial year has completed and there's no executive committee will opting in to reflect and say, now we will propose the minister to do something, whatever that action may be.
I think I agree with the secretary. I'm going to say after the 6 months, then you can come up with another view. Because now, seemingly, you're coming to report to move to one and then each one. Thank you, Chair.
So, the removal of that last part, you're comfortable with that?
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
All right. So, I think that deals with 10:20. Let's do 10:21. And then we'll look at 10:21. Yeah. Okay, 10:22. And then 10:23. And then 10:24. And then 10:25.
But I think we need the time frame as well here, so that these two entities as a committee will monitor them from time to time as to whether they're able to change or able to continue to think of things like this.
So you're
10:21? Yeah, 21. There's no time frame there.
The chair, if we look at 10:13, we can do exactly the same that's captured in 10:13 for SAS. We do it for NCRS, they must cover it in 6 months, and every 6 months thereafter, so that the committee can keep track of things. So we'll just make that provision in 10:21 as well. Thanks.
Okay, so I think with the time frame part, because it's a point of the committee being updated regular basis to be able to know if we're making progress or not. Okay, 10:22. Okay, in fact, I was in 24, Boyane took me 3 steps backwards. Okay, 24, yeah. But that one. And then 10:25. then we want 10, 26. So that's like the last one. What was interesting, yesterday I actually had a meeting with representatives of an association in the sector, cement sector. They actually spoke to issues which are so scary of our lack of capacity to monitor overseas. In terms of our sector, there's a bit of oversupply. It's Pakistan, I think that's a big one. But there's also China, Vietnam products that are actually shipped into our country. The reality is that NCRS and SAPS, SAPS, they play such a crucial role. So with the sense of issues we're dealing with now, if we don't have capacity, or we don't actually ensure that there's proper, professional, effective responsibility taken by these two entities, we might actually have our cement sector collapsing completely, particularly on the basis of the poor imports which actually come to the country. So I'm just saying there's one big example of a sector that is standing at the edge of destruction because of what might be lack of capacity and quality service presented by these two entities. Mainly, without them, we may actually start from zero. So I'm just giving that as an example. It might be a very interesting at some point to share information, because they said they'll send me a summary of 3 pages which sort of gives sense of what their sector challenges are, with some sense of recommendation on the way forward. So I think I'll share that with the committee, and after our meeting yesterday, maybe one will follow through and see how things are going. Let's say I noted Mulder, and then I'll come to you, Hermes.
Thank you. Thank you, James. I make sure that they are heard, because they make with me as well. And they put an application in the paper for tariff, lowering of tariff. But I was wondering, we must watch it if it shouldn't be wise to get them to give a presentation to the committee for the stage.
I wanted to go the other route and request the department to come and make a presentation to us before we are lobbied to by a sector, but it's good to have a heads up, to be given a heads up, and then to then take the proper action. So if it is something that's waiting to happen, maybe we must ask the department. I'm not quite sure what the process is, but I'm sure it's a sector that we are dealing with that can come and we ask the department just to prepare something for us.
Well, I think the ITEC would obviously be an entity which actually reports to the department dealing with that process. But on the two, you know, the part which makes me comment is because of the SAPS and NRCS. Because on base of those two, it's like the brakes which hold the car. If ever they're actually gone, we're actually all going to go down with it. So I think the 3-page suggestion which they raised with me is the one that I would just follow through and make sure that it's shared with committee members, so that we have sense of where things are at. But I think we will actually have to make a request to the DG to see what kind of input they can be able to, picking up from what we actually get at that 3-page summary as a department, and then as a committee will then decide on how we take the process forward. But for now, I've just thought the information to share, it links very well to what we have just resolved on as a committee. And to take the process forward, I think it concludes the program, because in terms of our report, there is actually the additional point. Okay, so we'll actually have to go for recommendation and move. A report with amendments. There's appreciation part and Yako, and then we are.
Thank you, Chair. On the appreciation part, part 11, I think the AFF would like to distance itself from saying we thank the Minister, especially in the part of transparency, because I seem to believe there's a lot more that was not presented during the Auditor General and SABS to this committee. So there's still a lot we need to uncover. So I think we would like to say we distance ourselves from that. We don't feel the same way.
Okay. So because it was on the minutes to say we're comfortable. So we almost represented you as well on the that. Okay, we'll actually have to check and how we capture that. Mbuya?
No, Chair, it's fine. It's an opposition party. We must give her space to oppose even if she's part of us. Chair, mine is on this recommendation, because my understanding is that we still have the, in terms of the confusion, there's 10.15 and 17. To me, it seems as if, or it sounds like it's a recommendation. If we can take it out of the confusion and put it as a recommendation, because really, the main issue we're confusing here, it's a recommendation. And those recommendations must serve as recommendations. I'm not sure because the bells are ringing, but we can wait. If we agree that we take these two or three, we identify them, we put them on recommendations. In principle, we agree that these two are recommendations and they can be corrected. Thank you, Chair.
Chair, these issues of the turnaround strategy that the committee needs. When we make recommendation, it's from executive to executive. So we must request the minister to do something. This is internal matters of the department. And we as a committee can do our own oversight in terms of monitoring the activity. We do not need to make the recommendation. But the bill is technically about the budget allocation coming forward and addressing some serious challenges in relation to that. But that's just my view. I'm not saying that the committee can decide whatever they wish to do, but we should be careful on how we what type of recommendation we do for the purpose of the report, because normally we would indicate that's not the recommendation, it's a conclusion, not a move. The conclusion is more appropriate there than the recommendation, because in terms of the process and stuff like that.
Okay. Moya, do you still want to debate?
No, I'm not going to debate. I'm just raising. I can say that this 10, 15, and 17 are confusing. But you can also get the advice from the content advisor to say, in terms of the capture, are we fine before we can go to the adoption? Thank you.
Okay. Can I just say, because we're not adding or removing, we're trying to place appropriately. So I just say that because of the time we're in, when if ever there's any suggestion which actually differs from what we have, with the comments for content advisor, if ever you have any comments, if ever there's none, then Honorable Mbuyane, what we will do, we'll look at the recommendations and we will actually then adopt the report. And obviously there will be those issues that we'll have to place appropriately. You see, so for Yako, one point, as opposition, you have the right to present your position. And further, maybe in terms of recommendation and some suggestion around the report, we actually look at appropriateness, and then we actually can actually then have the report before us. Can we then get the committee to move for adoption of the report with amendments? We'll just put it like that. Down.
Thanks, Chair. I move for adoption of the report with the amendments.
Okay. Then second, to the report. Amendments.
Thank you, Chair. And I second the adoption of the report with amendment.
And any objections? Oh, and they say objection, abstention. There's no one who's actually gone on boycott on this process. So all the committee members are comfortable with that we proceed. Okay. So can we then agree that the report has is adopted? And we actually would actually give some time to the content advisor. It may be grammar. I'm happy that at least we didn't get caught up in grammar, where we're trying to do English and proper sentences. But I think maybe we can take the process forward. Thank you very much. I'm sure we can conclude our session. And on closing remarks, we would actually have the report latest by one for circulation.
Chair, I think we'll probably just go through the report again and check for any errors and comments. So hopefully we will, APC is probably on Tuesday, we'll be APC, because we'll probably, the chair is to sign over it, but we'll give us Friday and Monday to take our time to do the motion. The place that we were at was far, so we need to just to perfect that and go through. Nothing will change. If anything of substance happen, it means we'll have to bring it to the committee. I don't think that will happen. But we'll be grammars and commas and uses and laws and rules and those issues. Nothing of substance. We cannot do that unless we bring it to the committee.
Okay. I'm sure the committee is in agreement. Thank you very much. So we'll actually conclude the BRRR report, and thank you for coming to the meeting, and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.